You may have noticed some unusual roadside billboards over the last few days. They're eye-catching and meant to shine light on a little-known aspect of military medicine.
They basically show a goat that has an army uniform kind of superimposed on it, and it's chewing on some straw. And it basically said that goats make lousy soldiers.
That's Dr. Robert DeMuth with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. He used to work as an Army surgeon. DeMuth has come to San Antonio, home of Army medicine, to protest the use of live animals in combat medic training. At Fort Sam, medics in training use goats and pigs as models to practice different procedures.
Inserting special kinds of IV lines, putting in chest tubes, stopping bleeding, tourniquets, things of that nature.
DeMuth argues that live animals aren't as effective for teaching as human-based simulators, lifelike models that can breathe, move, and bleed. He also says that the cost of maintaining the animals and making sure veterinarians are present during training activities has to be considered.
Sometimes they'll try to say, well, a goat only costs this much, but the simulators cost this much. But then the thing you have to realize is that the simulator is reusable. With the goats, there's a far greater logistical cost.
Last year, the Army Medical Department, or AMED, trained about 2,500 soldiers using anesthetized animals, according to a statement. It did not specify the number of animals killed during that time. AMED says it already uses simulation-based training methods, but that, quote, even the most advanced simulation systems cannot fully replicate the anatomy of a severely wounded soldier. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine supports the Best Practices Act, a bill that would give the military a timeline for phasing out live tissue training. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.